Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Nick Caley, I think when he was talking about the offensive line today is when it was really obvious to me. And not only is it obvious that it's the Patriots game plan offense, but it's obvious what I believe this offensive unit really, really struggles with. Here's Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator, talking about how can you help the offensive line with their issues?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think everything that we think about before we draw up any pass play is with the intention of having the best protections that we can possibly have. So, you know, that's personnel driven from us, from the teams we're playing. That's schematically what challenges, what front structures, what coverage contours you're going to see, what teams activate certain blitzes. And we go at those things on the front end of the week, and then we try to set the table from that standpoint to build the pass concepts from there.
I think, Ron, I think that's I don't know if you heard it the same way that I did, man, but that's very telling, right? You know, you want to talk about not getting Nico the ball, which we will talk about here in a minute. If you want to talk about not getting Nico the ball and having to get, you know, certain coverages and certain protections can push you out of getting Nico the ball, that's how you get there, right? Is you go – everything on offense is revolved around this offense having the perfect pass protection every single play. And the frustrating part about that, Ron, is that when that is the case – then the defense has the ability to hold you at the line of scrimmage damn near till you get a delay of game every time. Give you different looks, show you different looks, make your quarterback, make your center work and process and decipher what you're doing, because you know if you move and you stack the line of scrimmage that they're going to spend time trying to get the perfect protection to block everybody up, to guess who's coming and who's belling and try to block this thing up perfect and get it communicated so that then they can run their offense. And I don't know about you, Ron, but when I hear that, it's extremely frustrating. You know, this is to me. It is obviously a way to play offensive football. There's some guys that believe in two word, you know, calling plays using two words and playing fast, and there's guys that believe in what Nick Caley believes in. But it is very frustrating to me, Ron, to hear the thought of trying to protect everybody every single play instead of just calling your protection that you know you can execute, that your quarterback knows where the hots are, everybody knows which way they're sliding or which man they have, and then you just react in real time to what that particular defense brings or doesn't bring. I guess my overall point here with this, Ron, is this is going to be a long, tough learning curve for CJ Stroud with this approach to offensive football.
Yeah, and it seems, I think the first thing when you hear it, and we've talked about it, Clint, is they just need to simplify this more. It is complicated. There is so many things that it seems like that is going through multiple people's minds, right? The quarterback, the center, before the snap happens, and you only got and that play clock is at 5 before you know it, and you got to read so many other things that they just need to. It sounds like they need to make it more simple, and maybe it is just week 2, and they'll grow into this more, or maybe they need to be honest and look and say, all right, what is best for our quarterback and how he handles it? Is it best that our quarterback isn't thinking about all those things before the snap and that he can look at the secondary and see what the coverage is? Or can he really handle and be at his best to call out who's coming, the blitzes, the protection, and then look at the coverage? Like, you know, we, as you've said, Tom is really the only one that's really excelled at doing all of that in this system and week after week. And I think they're going to have to get serious about that, because they've messed up. We know CJ can play ball, and we've seen that before. And right now, whoever is involved in the coverage, in the protections and everything, it seems to be too complicated, and guys aren't just playing ball. Instead, they're doing a lot of thinking and doing a lot of things before they even get the snap.
Well, Ron, I think, you know, one thing that I think listeners can really kind of picture is last week when you're playing Tampa Bay early in the game, the pass protection was tremendous. I mean, yes, there were a couple of guys that got beat here and there, but you remember C.J. Stroud just sitting back in that pocket 3-4 times, just sitting back there holding it, patting it with 4 or 5 yards of separation. Well, the defense was sitting in a 4-3, 4-2 defense. They were just sitting there, so the O-line knows we're blocking these down four, and if the mic comes, we'll get him, you know, and the backs know exactly who they get. They were real comfortable. And it's funny how when they're real comfortable like that, we're not talking about technique and mechanics. Right? Now your quarterback's sitting there just fat and happy, Cadillacing in the backfield, right? But the minute that they walk those, mark my word, the minute they walk those A-gap linebackers up and start moving guys around and stacking 7-8 guys around the line of scrimmage, that's when the Texans struggle, and that's when you know it's a communication issue. And we keep harping on this communication issue, and the reality is you're getting communicated to death. You know, you're just getting communicated to death, and I think you got to either simplify the way that you said that, as you mentioned, Ron, which I don't think is going to happen, by the way, because once you commit to this kind of offensive line play and this kind of protection, I think the only way you can do is just stick in there and hope your quarterback.
But do you think that's what you're watching? Obviously, you're not in meetings and everything, but what you're watching, do you think?
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
That is something they need to do. Is simplify this?
Well, I think a wide open kind of overarching approach would be to simplify it. But I think you at some point you've got to just call your protection and respond and react. Hey, I'm gonna protect myself, my quarterback's backside, and I'm gonna protect the A gaps, and I'm gonna be exposed over here to my quarterback's front side on the right. We're gonna put we're gonna obviously have receivers over there that are going to be my quick options, and we're going to snap the football and we're going to play. We're not going to let somebody walk backers up in the A-gap and make this thing difficult on everybody involved and just hope like hell that we're able to communicate it. I just don't think that's sustainable. I don't think. And the other thing is even if it is, we don't know if C.J. Stroud can handle that, Ron.
Yeah, that, you know, that's what I mean? Maybe they need to be honest about if this is the best thing for their quarterback.
Right.
Having to figure out all of that each play before before he takes a snap.
Yeah, well, they obviously think it is, but I wonder how much of the more of the confusion they're going to allow to happen. I think it's a very steep climb for C.J. Stroud, and I think it's going to be a very steep climb for Nick Caley in this league as a play caller. When he's going back to the overall point here, what we're discussing is the audio of Nick Caley basically saying we're trying to get the perfect protection every time. That's where our play design starts. I think that is a steep hill to climb, and good luck getting that done to at a point where you can score points and win games in the NFL. That's not all Nick Caley said, Ron. Let's move on real quick to this Nico Collins point. I think this is really, really good audio, and I've already let the cat out of the bag. I didn't mean to do that, but I want you to listen to this audio, and I want you to tell me if you know who he's talking about. All right, I've already let the cat out of the bag, but this is audio about one particular player on the offense. Here's Nick Caley talking about that player.
Yeah, I think it's never one thing, right? It's the totality of a lot of different things. It could be, you know, is there a pressure that might affect it? Are there different things coverage-wise that might present themselves? So every play is its own entity, and what I can tell you is, just from the standpoint of evaluating and assessing those things, you know, we try to go in with a really good plan. Every single week, we have intentions to try to get our guys in good position to make plays, and that's going to always be the focus. So coming out of the game, you know, I think, you know, people do different things. There's certain things we might be off schedule on a play, and it kind of disrupts maybe the initial reads or stuff like that. But, you know, the intention is to go out there and try to, you know, play clean football. And if, as long as we can continue to improve on that, I'm very confident in the group that we'll be able to do that.
If you're wondering, he was talking about being able to feature Nico Collins, not Nico Collins early in week one, but struggling late in the game. He was talking about getting Nico Collins the ball, basically.
You said if you were wondering.
if you were wondering, had I not said Nico's name, you'd had no clue. Like, I mean, that again, for me, the Nico Collins questions are very, very simple. And truth be told, Nick Caley answered. He's being very transparent. And so I admire and respect him for that, but I just don't like what I'm hearing. When asked about being able to feature Nico Collins at one point in the game and not later, he says, well, there's several different things that could affect that. No, that's the point. There shouldn't be several different things that can affect that. You should be able to get Nico Collins the football if your backup quarterback's in the game and all of your other receivers are hurt and you can't run the football. You should still be able to get Nico Collins the ball. It's that easy. Ron, I mean, and even answering the question, I mean, look, getting the ball to Nico is definitely a struggle for Nick Caley. Hell, discussing his inability to do so seems to be tougher.
Yeah.
Like, the part of this one here is it doesn't seem like there's going to be any effort into getting Nico Collins the ball early and often and making sure it happens throughout a game consistently. And I'm talking about in a high percentage manner. I'm not talking about going out there and throwing a fade to him and throwing a double move to him and then throwing a corner that he's covered and throwing the ball out of bounds by 10 yards. Like, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about high percentage. Nico Collins should have 4 to 5 touches that are 95%+ completions, whether it's hitches, slants, screens, tossing it to him out of the backfield. He should have 4 or 5 touches before the game ever starts with that right there.
I told
you that should be the floor, Ron.
I told you, Clint, I just watched this Jaguars team last week play the Cincinnati Bengals. And in that game, Ja'Marr Chase, the Bengals' number one receiver, with a backup quarterback and Jake Browning. I called him John earlier. Sorry to the Browning family. Jake Browning with a backup. They gave him 14 receptions. That's the same amount of targets Nico has on the season. 14 receptions. I'll be damned if they can't find a way to get him the ball. Mm-hmm. I'll be damned. At this point, I hadn't gone full blown yet, Clint. But I mean, you may hear some Bobby Slowick out my mouth next week. Damn it, Bobby Slowick was able to do that last year. The last 2 years, he could get the ball to Nico Collins. I'll be damned. I just watched the Bengals do it. They should be able to do that.
Well, I just on the Nico, whether it's a Nico Collins front or the trying to be perfect in pass protection front, or it's the cut splits with the wide receivers blocking in the box kind of deal, I think they are pot committed to it, Ron. I think this is my overall point of this Caley audio. The more we hear from Caley, I think he and I think they are pot committed to playing a certain style of offensive football. And the question is, how many games do they have to play poorly on offense before they adjust? Right now, I think they're pot committed to mechanics and technique have to be better. It has nothing to do with the alignment. It has nothing to do with muddying up the line of scrimmage in the box for the quarterback.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.